everybody. I'm here with Lily and Colleen from Microsoft Research. Now, in the past years, we've covered so many amazing things from Microsoft Research, and I'm about to show you one of my favorite things, so much so that we actually featured it on an episode of Ping, but I felt it deserved a deeper dive and a closer look, so we're here to talk about social. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
All right, so in a soundbite or two, explain to us what social is, either one of you.
So social is a social network for creators. We launched it about a year and a half ago, and have just been kind of watching what people do. Initially, we started social because we wanted to experiment with how search, which is really a single user experience, mm-hmm. and social networks where you talk to lots of people but kind of leave the social network to maybe share a link and then bring it back and copy it in. We wanted to see how search and social networking could sort of come together in better ways.
So is your goal to sort of help artists and also create viral type memes and videos?
Well, it wasn't initially our goal, yeah. but that's really how people have used social. So we have a really global community. And I think one of the things that we see, and you just see this on the internet in general, is people share memes, rich imagery,
yeah.
short videos as a way of communicating. And so in social, you'll often see people who speak different languages talking together around the content that they've shared, and then they'll riff, a term that we get from jazz music.
Sure, yeah.
Riff off of each other.
And I'm hip. I riff.
So we'll see people, you know, riff off of each other's posts and kind of inspire one another.
Yeah. Now, will it help me become wittier and funnier?
Of
Maybe
course.
Well, it looks like it might help me be a little bit more creative, at least. You
definitely,
know?
Definitely. That's what we
or
follow
at least
the lead. Yeah, we follow the lead of the community. They are doing these amazing collage posts and just taking it to this whole other level. And so we put our heads together and said, "Well, what else could we help them create?" And we came up with a whole new set of experiences that we're hopefully going to show you today.
Yeah, definitely. So let's just be clear. So this is available for everyone, and it's free, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's on which operating systems right now?
Anyone with the browser.
Anyone with a browser.
Super
Perfect.
Simple.
And also the phone.
Yep.
Great. So let's take a look. Why don't you show us? So we're going to which URL here?
Well, so.cl is called
okay.
social. So in social, I'll just first kind of show you what we have now. So you have some cool posts.
Okay.
So this is social, a feed of social. And when you scroll down, these are the kind of posts that people are making. And so they're kind of creating today these postcard-like automatic collages of really kind of amazing things. And you can see that the audience is really creative. I mean, I'm always kind of blown away by the kinds of things people find on search.
Now, do I only see my friends' posts, or will I see everyone on social posts?
You can kind of choose. You
okay.
can just view things that you're following, so topics you're following and people you're following.
Oh, cool. Topics.
Or you can just kind of dive into the feed and see everything that people are posting live.
Great.
So let me just show you really quickly how to make a post. All you have to do is you just type a word. So I come in to the create a post and I select something.
I don't know. Why don't melon art? That's kind of crazy.
Okay, melon art. Colleen is very talented with melon art. And here you can see
I have
all kinds of melons to carve. I have some images, videos about how to carve melons, some links. So I'm going to pick this awesome rose melon. I could drill in further and get a bunch more. So that's it, pretty
wow.
much. I just click, and I have made a little post. I can shuffle it. You know, I can drag and drop pictures around. I can say, I love melon. And I
because
can post
Because who doesn't?
It.
Who doesn't love melons?
All right, and there you go. And then I see my post out there on social for anyone to interact with.
That's really cool and super simple. Anybody can do that.
Yep.
Everybody
that's
does.
That's the idea.
And, and like I said, you're in a sense, you're just creating this by typing a topic that you're interested in
yeah.
and clicking on stuff, and in about 20 seconds, you can make something that you're really proud of sharing.
Yeah. Cool.
And now, that's the collage. That's been kind of the go-to experience for the socialers so far, but they've been asking us for a long time for upload. So now you can actually make a collage that has stuff that you harvest from the web, mm-hmm. but also upload your own images and kind of mix this public and private content.
It's awesome.
Going to be really fun
and
to see
that.
And then
does each post have its own individual URL if I just wanted to share that post to other networks? How does that work?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to share this post, you can share this to any network, or not every network, but lots of popular networks.
The big ones.
Yes. And you can like things and comment on it. You can riff on posts. And as Colleen said, you can also upload your own stuff, so mix and match stuff. that's yours together with stuff you find on the web.
All right, well, that's awesome. Let's go jump over to some of the other stuff I've been hearing about, like Pick-A-Tail and I think Video Party.
Yeah, actually, there's a Pick-A-Tail actually on screen right now.
So this is a one. Yeah, this is a Pick-A-Tail. So you guys have all heard of memes, right? Like the little kid that's all mad, or
Yash,
Grumpy cat. Sure.
And so people on social love sharing.
Yep.
I could go on forever.
Yes. They love sharing these. And so we thought, well, why do we have to leave the network, find a meme creator, go create one?
Yeah.
Is there an easier, more fun way that we could sort of share a little story or a Pick-A-Tail? So in Pick-A-Tail, so here's Pick-A-Tail. Here's all the little memes that people are making. And I'll show you how to make one of those.
Yeah,
also
these are really
super
cool.
Fun.
So I like that one with the bear who's ready for lunch.
Oh.
He can have anything he wants.
All right, so I click create. I don't know. So I just tried skydiving, was unsuccessful.
You're here.
But she's here.
It was too windy. I couldn't go. So,
okay.
So we're going to go. And you just type a word in, and a little phrase, and we bring you the right picture. So I could just keep going. I could go again and again. So, you know.
Until you get the perfect picture to go with
your
phrase.
Awesome. So this, too, is using the Bing image search and pulling up pictures based on what you pulled in, but it automatically captions it.
Yep.
So it automatically captions it for me. Fun or crazy, Lily? Oops, I misspelled my name. Can't do that.
Can't do that.
So, and then you can post those out.
I'm not sure that was wise, because I think now people are going to have fun riffing on that.
Teasing
really
us
cool.
with
that.
That's
really cool. I can see people really, really using their creativity, because a lot of times I know I've gone on looking for funny pictures to send out to my fantasy football league or various groups of friends, and I'm sitting there trying to find the right image, and then I have to take it into another program and add a caption. Boom. All in one here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love that.
And it's kind of a game rolled in there, too. You know, you hit go and go again. Sometimes I do that and I actually change my message entirely. You know, I start off thinking I'm going to do something, but,
right, but
the image inspires me, you know, to say something else.
Cool. I could spend all day probably just scrolling through and seeing what other people have come up.
Yeah, could be tough.
Awesome. Well, what about Video Party?
Video Party. So, well, I'm going to go to Blink first, because I just saw this little post here, which was hinting that we should go on to Blink. So Blink, as you can see, people love sharing animated GIFs. This is just an interest that we have, where people are sharing tons and tons of animated GIFs. It's one of the most popular things that people are sharing in social already. But it's kind of hard to make some of these. So you might have seen this picture. It's like of a woman sitting. It looks like a still photo, but her hair, if you look closely, is sort of blowing in the wind.
I've seen things like it. I think I've seen one where it's a still image, but the candle's moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And you just don't know how to create those. So we've teamed up with another team who's also releasing the same time we are. It's called Blink, and there's Blink for Windows Phone and Blink for Windows 8, and it lets you actually create those sort of magic.
Interesting. Now, I've talked about Blink for Windows Phone on Hot Apps, and I think even on Ping before, where I use it as sort of burst camera photography. So it'll take 20 shots in one, so when my kid's moving all around, I get that one frame that's brilliant. Nowhere did I know that it did this.
So the new one for the phone, it's really exciting. They extended that now, so instead of just the perfect shot, you can get the perfect short. Now it takes the whole range, and you can save that, and it becomes this little animated GIF-like thing, which is super fun.
So I can
really
make animated GIFs from my phone?
Blinks, right from the phone. It's
so
really fun.
Excited. All right, so how is it incorporated in social?
Well, you take your Blink on the phone. I have one here that I really liked the other day. I shot, my kids were playing pool.
Okay.
And so there's the Blink. And all I did to do this was just tapped the phone screen, held it there, and got all the range. Then you just save it and tap here and enter a caption and share it, upload and share to social. So just that quickly, it'll be shared to our network and ready for all your friends to see.
So just like you were recording a video on your phone, but instead you record through the Blink application?
Yep.
And then can you trim the video, or how does that work?
Yeah, you actually have this really nice UI to actually pick the range of how many of the frames you want.
Right.
So you just slide those and say, yep, I want the animated one.
And then it just loops it.
Yep. It just keeps running.
Yeah, I love
it. Awesome.
And then it shows right up on your homepage or social.
Yeah,
it shows up in social, and it also shows up right on your phone, too.
Of course.
And so then you'll have a URL from the social page, and then can you share it as an animated GIF from your phone directly? Like if I wanted to email it to someone?
Yeah, well, social actually is the sharing mechanism for Blink.
Okay,
so
right,
it's really nice. Rather than having the Blink team also try and, you know, create everything it takes to have such a robust sharing network and all of the people here who are eager for the content, they just said, well, we'll just team up with the social team. So, and of course, they can decide to share their Blinks directly from the phone to other networks as well. So there's a choice for Facebook and Twitter, etc.
Right. That's awesome. Now, what if you don't have a Windows phone? Can you create your own Blinks by uploading video to the website?
Well, you can upload an image, but right now, for now, it's really focused on Windows Phone and Windows 8.
Cool, well, I have one, so I'm good.
All right.
Windows 8, there's some more advanced features, like I said, so it's really nice. You can upload your video, you can capture your video, and then you can just sort of swipe and draw around the parts that you want to leave animating.
Oh, really?
And the rest of it can be still. So you can do some really...
That's for the Windows 8 application?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet.
That's called Blink Cliplets. So the Blink team actually has a family of offerings. So Cliplets is for the Windows 8 tablet.
So funny, because I did a video on Cliplets from TechFest, like, I don't know, 2 years ago, whenever Cliplets was at TechFest.
So now people are going
to
get to do it.
It's fun to see it all coming to fruition. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, so
love
this
Microsoft
is just
research.
These are you know, these are just some of the Cliplets that people are already making. You know,
this one's one of my favorites.
The dog that loves to jump.
Yeah.
The dogs can fly, I guess. And this is Colleen on her horse. She loves to jump forward and backwards also.
All day long.
But it's really cool. It's really cool to see the kinds of things people are already sharing and capturing. In fact, I'm not a photographer, so now everywhere I go, I'm always looking for, like, what could I do that would be cool and fun that's sort of an animation? So,
yeah, I mean, this is amazing. If you start showing your friends now, like, look what I made, they'll be like, did you go to video school? How did you know how to do this? And really,
it's so
just done
easy
for you with these applications.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And finally, we have Video Party. What's great about Video Party is it lets you really easily, again, just type a word. So I might type street art, for example. And it's going to recommend to me videos from YouTube, Vimeo, Bing, whatnot. And all I have to do is just click on these. And I can make a little playlist that I can share with people. So I can share this, chat with this, I can post it out to social, and then my friends can come in and watch all these videos together with me.
Oh, cool. So you sort of assemble a series of clips that you think are interesting and send them out as a bundle.
Right.
Yep.
Cool. And then do you watch together? Because you said they could comment. Or is it just not real-time commenting, but the comments live on the page?
You could do either one.
Okay.
There can be real-time or, you know, it can be asynchronous. It's a super great way of kind of collecting in a bunch of things that you want to do in a list and play them. So
it's almost like a chat room that you've created while watching these videos.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love
I'm watching this. This is awesome. This is
showing
how they actually make
do
all these
the
cool
3D
street
stuff.
Art
it's just so
images.
Cool.
Anyway, I'm distracted.
All right, well, thanks, guys. I'm really excited to jump in there and start using it. I think it's awesome, and it's really cool about it is it offers something completely different and unique than, you know, the other social networks out there. So I want to see what other people are posting. I want to get posting. I can't thank you enough for coming down.
Thank
this
you.
Is really cool. I'm excited about it, if you can't tell. So you guys out there, check it out. It's called Social, SO.CL, and let us know what you think. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you on social.